A burst of light shrinks to a few streaks against the golden orb. Touchstone Pictures. Words appear from the darkness in shades of steel and lavender. Dimension Films. A pastoral lake scene is framed in the lens of a telescoping glass held to the eye of a man in silhouette. He is in turn framed against the lake and shore. Spyglass Entertainment. In black and white, a baseball shoe lands on the artificial turf of a batting cage. A black man takes a serious stance.
You don't like me because I don't sign autographs.
Touchstone Pictures and Dimension Films present.
You don't like me because I don't smile for the camera.
He stares dead on, scowling.
You don't like me because I don't suck up to the press.
He winks as the pitching machine launches a ball.
You don't like me because I make a lot of money.
Mr. 3000, the machine tenses a mechanical arm.
But you love me because I'm one of the greatest hitters alive.
He stares down the approaching ball before a montage of at-bats. An athletic shoe logo appears against the turning earth. It's mid-game.
We're back in Milwaukee, and the sound you hear reverberating across the cities and farms of the great state of Wisconsin is the roar of the Brewer faithful for their longtime hero, Stan Ross.
The crowd's on its feet.
And here he comes with that trademark arrogant scowl, 2,999 hits to date in his illustrious career. Will this at-bat, July 29th, 1995, against the rookie right-hander Billy Earl, be the historic moment when Ross joins only 20 other major leaguers in that elite 3,000-hit club?
Stan eyes himself on the stadium's giant screen.
Stan, you're going to be the best-looking cat in the Hall of Fame. That's for doggone sure.
Yo, Scrub, you want my autograph now after I make history?
You ain't getting this hit off me.
This is going to be your one career highlight. You're going to be a game show answer, partner.
Well, I'll take Kiss My Ass for 1,000.
Make it 3,000. You hear that, Joe? You hear the language on these rookies?
Kiss my ass.
How about you, Ernie? I guess you're going to tell me to kiss your ass, too?
Here, why don't you suck my
show you what Kiss My Ass look like? I'm sure when I put up this doggone walk.
The pitch whizzes past Stan's head, and he hits the deck. As the fans protest, he pushes himself to his feet.
Damn it, Joe, he no better get me pissed off.
Well, no pitcher wants to be the one that gives up that 3,000th base hit. Clearly, young Earl just sent that message, a purpose pitch, to get Ross angry.
Come on, Stan, this the one. You know what I'm talking about.
Hope he trips and breaks his leg.
Bat bobbing at his shoulder, Stan glares at the pitcher, his eyes wide and white against his dark skin. Stan's eyes flash as the pitcher's hand works its way around the baseball stitching. Billy Earl brings the ball to his glove and makes a quarter turn as Stan squints one eye. Stan drives the pitch straight to Billy's groin.
Oh, my! It's a vicious line drive off Earl's. Well, it's a bell-ringing base hit. That's what it is.
Stan's smile gleams.
Stan Ross is safe at first.
Hey, coach, give me that ball.
With hit number 3,000.
That's the ball that got me to the Hall of Fame.
You want this ball, Ross?
Yeah, thanks, man.
Billy's on his knees.
There goes the damn ball.
Stan and the first baseman watch the ball arc overhead.
You just did. He threw my Hall of Fame ball up in the stands.
What's your problem, man?
Back up. Come on, man. You be out here when I get back. Someone got to pull a piece of baseball history out the crack of your ass.
He glares at Billy.
What you looking at, big fella?
Make a move.
Yeah, okay, I'll shrink your big ass. You get some, too? You saw what he did, coach.
The base coach steps in.
All right, guys.
Big don't mean nothing, boy.
Back in.
Who got my ball? Open that gate.
Stan marches into the stands. Stan finds the ball in the hands of a happy kid.
Hey, congratulations, Stan!
Give me my ball.
What?
The boy looks stunned.
Give me my 3,000-hit ball. Don't look at your daddy, damn it. Give me my ball.
Hey, Ro, make him a trade at least. Give me like your cap or an autographed Batman.
I'm not trading it.
Stan snatches it.
So, Stan, were you glad to get number 3,000 right here in Milwaukee?
Sure. You ask any of your all-time greats, man. We all got a special connection with a hometown fan.
What kind of connection did you make with that kid who caught the ball tonight?
Now, what you talking about?
Well, people sitting in that section say you threatened him.
I gave him good advice. What the hell wrong with you people? I just became a legend like Willie Mays, Stan Musial, and Carl Yastrzemski. You all gonna try to speak on something negative? That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's why I'm quitting.
Boca's brows rise.
What do you mean quitting?
Quitting. I'm done. Hanging it up. Now that I got this?
He holds up the ball, looking it over.
I ain't playing no more.
And that means no more talking to you stank-ass reporters. Excuse
me? Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you. And I say it's stank-ass.
Well, why now? The Brewer is still in the race. Couldn't you wait until after the season?
Man, I'd have quit last season if I didn't think you all gonna try to block me from the Hall of Fame. But it don't matter, because I got mine. 3,000. Like it or not, I'm a certified immortal. And ain't nothing in the world you sons of bitches can do about it. Nothing.
An out-of-shape coach in a Brewer's uniform stomps from the room. 9 years later.
Attention, all Milwaukee leprechauns.
Hey, all you Milwaukee leprechauns. This St. Patty's Day, get your Shamrock Groove on at Stan Raw Smith's the 3,000 Sports Bar. Located on Peacock Street in Waukesha County. We got 3,000 different kind of beers. We got Wild Irish Rolls and anything that you might want.
But wait, there's more.
You want to get that heavy vibration from that special someone? Get your page on at 3,000 Beats. Get your hair dyed, fried, and laid to the side at 3,000 Cuts. Knick, knack, patty whack, get your dog a bone, and get your work on at 3,000 Paws. Get your Szechuan feast on at 3,000 Watts. Bring the whole family down to Mr. 3,000. Shot this.
In Stan's bar, one wall is covered in long, straight rows of baseballs.
First year, I was 150 votes short. Come here.
He's got the ear of a young girl.
Second year, I was less than 50 and so on. Last year, I was just 4 votes away.
Her eyes roll.
Sports writers hate me, but my numbers don't lie. I got 3,000 up there, one for each one of my hits.
She smiles politely.
They gotta let me in. It's my year, and everybody knows it.
What about him?
Who's that?
They watch the bar TV.
You know who that is. That's T-Rex Pennebaker, best player on the Brewers.
T-Rex Pennebaker ain't nothing but a young boy. I don't even know why you bother learning his name. Especially what you got in front of you, a living legend. A certified immortal. Now, I know you don't know a whole lot of immortals.
Easy, old man.
Old man? What you mean is aged. Like USDA beef. It's what's for dinner.
Not on my plate.
No?
Nah.
His pals at the bar observe him in action.
Monstrous.
He watches her walk off.
Just ain't like the old days, huh, Boca? Mm-mm.
They watch the TV.
Spring training. You can practically smell the grass, can't you?
Can't say I can, man.
What, you don't miss it?
Stan stares at the screen.
Miss it? Nah.
In a large office high above the field.
See, Stan didn't make too many friends when he was playing here. He wasn't very good to the press. We invited him to Old Timers Day every year since he retired. That's 9 years, and he never RSVP'd once.
Boca listens.
Look, he might not even want to do this, you know what I'm saying?
No, what are you saying?
I'm just saying, Stan Ross Day, retire his number. The fans, man.
The handsome, dapper man behind the desk spins around his leather chair to study a mural of a cheering baseball crowd.
Did he go for it?
Boca nods.
Did you hit it with the fans bit?
He nods again.
How about the part you said you didn't know if I would do it? Boca, I swear, when you get to going, you can talk a stripe hole to Z. Monstrous.
Fans enter the modern brick and steel ballpark, passing a huge poster of Stan Ross at bat. Stan waits, mouthing the words of the introduction.
Member of that exclusive 3,000 base hit club, the Wizard of Wood.
The count of contact on the king of the swing, Milwaukee's own Mr. 3,000, Stan Ross.
The crowd's on its feet. He grins and waves, wide-eyed, and natty in a powder blue suit and gold tie.
Still look good.
He eyes himself on the giant monitor where his grinning image waves back at him. Stan walks backwards, his arms extended immodestly to the crowd. He performs some energetic dance steps before he jogs to the dais at center field, where Boca, the team owner, Shembri, and some other men in suits wait.
Yeah,
hasn't lost his touch, has he?
And joining us today to pay tribute to Stan, let's welcome former teammate Bill Big Horse Borelli.
Who? Borelli is graying and out of shape.
I think he played with you a couple of months in 79. He was a middle reliever.
What happened to Paul Molitor, man? Rubbing yacht. Cecil Cooper, what happened to them?
They declined.
Pleasure to be back here.
We're lucky we got him.
You know, a lot of people said that Stan only looked out for himself, that he wasn't a team player. But I'm here to tell you that if you get 3,000 hits, you don't have to be a team player.
What?
If you have a lifetime 314 average, you don't have to be a good guy. If you lead the league in batting for 3 years, you can be the biggest jerk in the world.
He's laughing, man. He's laughing.
So on behalf of all of us who played alongside of you, congratulations.
He tries to hug Stan.
Gone, 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 man. Gone. You can't have it now.
Also here with us today, you remember him well, number 8. Anthony Carter.
All right, now, come on. Tell him like it is, Boca. Come on, baby. Now it's all.
Boca, in neck chain and lounge lizard attire, steps up.
Me and Stan were teammates.
He thumps his chest.
Man, could he hit the ball.
Tell him, baby.
And I loved him for that.
I love you more.
Boca smiles and returns to his seat next to a straight-faced Stan.
That's it. I'm trying to get in shrine, Boca. That's
Anthony,
it. Man,
us.
Y'all killing me, man.
All right,
y'all
Milwaukee, let's hear it for Brewers own Stan Ross.
Stan bounces up.
Thank you.
He basks in the cheers, leaning back on his hips and giving the crowd a mock scowl.
Thank you so much. First of all, I want to thank you, Mr. Chembry, and the entire Milwaukee Brewers organization. And to my main man, my best friend, Boca Carter, and to you all, Old Duncan.
Big Horse.
Whatever. But most of all, I want to thank you all, the fans. You're always there for me. And I know for a fact, if it was up to you, I'd have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. But unfortunately, it's up to a bunch of sports writers. Some metalhead half-asses. How in the hell you bat 3,000 and not be selected into the Hall of Fame? What type of bullshit is that?
Chembry and the others squirm.
Let me tell you something. You all believed in me when I was at my best. You all believed in me when I was at my worst. You, the fans.
Boca smiles at Chembry.
That's why I know for a fact I can depend on you all to bring me, Stan Ross, to Cooperstown. I can hear you say, Stan!
Stan!
Say, Stan Ross!
Stan Ross!
Stan Ross!
Stan Ross!
He's the boss!
He's the boss!
Say, Hall of Fame!
Hall of Fame!
Say, damn shame!
Damn
over
shame.
Here, say, hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Say, hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Say, let him in!
Let him in!
Let me hear it again!
Stan's shoulders sag. He looks down and covers his eyes with one hand, while Boca and Chembry leap to their feet applauding. Then Stan peeks through his fingers. In another building, a man in a brown suit hurries beneath an arched corridor while Stan soaks up the cheers like a preacher at a revival. The brown-suited man gives a cursory knock before walking into an office. Office of the President, Bucky Marzullo, National Baseball Hall of Fame.
You got a minute?
Hang on. What?
You know how when we think somebody's going to be voted in, we run the numbers?
Yeah.
You know, every one of the wins, every home run, every hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we were running that for Stan Ross, a list of every one of his 3,000 hits. There's an error.
One of the hits was an error?
No, all the hits were hits. There just aren't 3,000 of them.
Okay. Start over.
Okay, there was a game in May 1982 that was called for curfew.
Curfew.
When they finished in August, the hits were recorded twice. Once in May, once in August. Stan Ross had 3 hits in that game. that means that three of the hits don't count.
So you're telling me?
Stan Ross, Mr. 3000, has only 2,997 hits.
And as Jaco tried to escape across the rope bridge, he realized that he was trapped by both sides, by the dreaded evil boars. Jaco knew his only hope was to do the unthinkable, and that was to jump far, far below, into the raging, raging river. Hold on, kids. Hello? Hey, hey, man. Press is eating it up.
What happened to Jaco?
Shh, 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 shh.
What happened to Jaco? What?
What happened, man?
Shut up! 29.97? Man, that's bullshit!
Mr. Ross, please, the children.
Man, hell with the dumb kid. Jocko's dead.
The Hall of Fame vote is in, and Stan Ross is not. The always controversial ex-brewer had slowly crept to within four votes of enshrinement, but this time finished 147 votes shy, following a correction in the record books that left him three hits short of the magical 3,000. Looks like Stan's gone.
Turn it off.
Wait till next year to wait till next life. From the green and the dime.
Boca's behind the bar. Stan hunches, his elbows on the counter. Another guy sits a couple of stools down.
I can't let him do it to me. I can't let him take away my legacy.
Stan looks up, his large eyes alert. A baseball hits a wood cutout of a catcher as Stan, in his street clothes, swings and misses in a batting cage. Another strike. The pitching machine loads orange balls from a long tube tugged by a chain. Stan drills a cutout of a fielder. Then again. He wallops it again. His eyes flash and he juts his jaw. Even as the night descends, Stan's still in the cage. In the sports bar, Stan's 3,000 ball is enshrined in a glass case.
I'm back! The kid with the swing, the right arm they call the gun, Stan Ross. Nitroglycerin himself, number 21. The man with the sweetest swing in the major league is back.
You gotta be joking. How old are you? 50?
47 and getting younger.
That's why I love you, man.
The customer, grinning, holds up his beer bottle.
Man, what the hell? What's your damn problem, man?
That was 0.4 seconds. That's how much time you have after the ball leaves the pitcher's hand to decide whether it's a fastball.
Hold on. What you know about the game? You ever played in the majors?
Chicken drunk.
No, I've just been a Brewers fan my whole life. Well, you treated the team and the fans and the city like dirt.
Stan looks away. The man stares at the back of his head till he turns, then gives Stan a drunken smile.
Yo, Boca, get this man another bottle.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
that. No, but I want you to try it again.
Why?
See, because last time wasn't Stan at the plate. Come on, try it again.
He's wary at first. Stan locks his eyes on him, smiling, as the guy holds out the full bottle, then lets it go. Stan nabs it before it hits.
Boca. See that? Three more of these, three more hits. As I said before, Stan Ross is back. Better talk to him, Boca.
The beer bottle is cracked.
Ladies and gentlemen, number 21, the great, the fantastic, Mr. Incredible,
Stan. I thought when we retired his number, we wouldn't have to see that prick anymore.
He's a senior citizen. Do you think I want him here? And he hasn't played the game in 9 years.
It's not like we're in the American League anymore, so he's got to play the field.
Can he even handle first base at his age, let alone hit?
Fellas, we are in fifth place, and we are not drawing flies. And we've got two very long months ahead of us. Biggest crowd we've had all year was the day we retired Stan's number. Now we give him a physical. Give him a month to get in shape. Then after that September roster expansion, if he's up to it, we put him in the lineup.
Bo, all I need is a bat.
That's it, baby.
Look at him.
You ain't got no waste on that. We got nothing.
A stocky, clean-headed guy appears.
Stan Ross.
Hey.
Eddie Richling. I'm the conditioning coach.
Eddie sizes them up.
He here to carry you home?
The only thing Booker gonna care is my plaque to the Hall of Fame.
That's why I love you, man.
I love you more, baby.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
How many push-ups can you do?
One arm or two. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Last time I counted, man, what was it, about 40, 50?
Eddie steps up to Stan's face.
I got $5 in my pocket. Says you can't give me 10.
That's easy money. Back up, man.
Booker, you better help your boy down.
He didn't help me in.
He drops to all fours.
Come on, let's see what you got.
Eddie squats to watch. Stan flashes a cheery smile, straightens his back, and begins.
Okay, well, that's one.
Stan's eyes lose all their humor. Eddie clamps his hand over his mouth while he watches Stan struggle.
How many is that?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say 40, 50.
That's four. Come on, Stan. You got this, man.
Stan smiles with a timid nod.
Ho. Your knee touch, man. That's a girl push-up. That don't count.
You see my knee touch, Booker?
Well, it might have, yeah. Who said girl push-ups don't count?
Eddie gives him a look.
Yeah, who said girl push-ups don't count?
How you want to pay me, cash or check?
Still holding himself up, Stan's eyes give Eddie a pleading look.
Oh, look at him arm starting to shake.
Stan sweats and winces.
Come on.
Stan squints and looks like he's about to cry.
Okay, Stan. Now you ready to get started for real?
What type of shit is this?
He sits in a sling.
Hydrostatic weighing. It's how we're going to determine how much body fat you really have.
I don't need my balls while I tell you how much I weigh.
Hold your breath, Stan.
Say nothing but a Southern Baptist.
It's called modern technology, Stan.
Recently, the Brewers have incorporated new methods of training into their exercise regimen. We're going to get you started on this bad boy.
His mouth hangs open.
Look at this. Mm-hmm. This looks like some punishment.
Action leads. Very gentle. It's called Pilates.
A what?
He pulls resistance straps.
Breathe in.
And swims on a table contraption.
Okay. Feel the extensors now?
I feel like flipping.
They enter a weight room.
Beef. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm going to start off real light, about 463.
You can throw 463 on if you want to, chicken chest, but your equipment is right over there.
He points to a large inflated ball and two small dumbbells.
Remember what I told you. Keep that ass up. All right? Push! Whoa, where you going? Get back here.
Is this a joke?
It's only a joke if you think we gabs are funny.
Still on your laps? Do you feel it?
You asked me about my laps. But yeah, I feel it. My spine and my butt, too.
Push it. Come on.
He joins a squad of athletic toned women who pedal vigorously on exercise bikes. Dripping sweat, Stan can't keep up. As the others lift themselves from their seats, Stan's butt is planted on his. Lifting weights against the ball, his face contorts. He nearly rolls off the exercise ball, then slavers out a mouthful of water on the bike. A Pilates machine yanks on him. Now he's pedaling happily and keeping up.
42. 43. Look at this boy go.
Come on.
Look at your boy. What's your name?
Stan Ross.
Tell him your name.
Stan Ross.
Who are you?
Stan Ross.
And louder.
They call me the boss.
Who?
Cause I pay the tolls.
Why?
Cause I'm Stan Ross.
Stan and Boca relax in the empty stands beneath a vaulted woven steel arch over the stadium.
So tomorrow, man, you ready? Game's changed a lot since we last played.
I still see the ball, I still hit the ball.
Boca holds a new baseball.
All day.
Boca sniffs the baseball leather.
Well, I do miss playing. I know I always said I didn't, but I do. Ain't nothing like hitting in the major leagues. Being part of that great tradition. I never felt that type of respect that I felt on the ball field. That kind of attention.
Oh, shoot, that reminds me. You got a call this afternoon. Some ad agency guy from New York.
Endorsement? Was Reebok?
Not Reebok.
Adidas, Nike?
Viagra.
Stan throws him a look.
What?
Viagra, man. You'd be the spokesman.
I ain't gonna be no damn spokesman for no Viagra. I can still swing my bat, though.
You ready to roll here?
Okay.
The Milwaukee Brewers
are pleased to be able to help a member of the Brewer family reclaim his rightful place in baseball history. So it is with great pride that I introduce to you the once and future Mr. 3000, Stan Ross. Thank you.
Reporters sit at laptops in a theater-like room with Stan and Shembri at a table.
Thank you, Mr. Shembri, and to the Milwaukee Brewers organization. And I promise you, it won't be like last time without in front of the microphone with all that cussing and shit, you know.
Hey, Stan. Okay.
Yes.
Is this only about getting back to 3,000 hits, or do you truly believe you can help make the Brewers more competitive on the field?
How can I not make them more competitive? Let me be a little bit polite here. The Milwaukee Brewers are weak. Who they got? They're a little league team. You all know it. They need
it. How do you think it'll adjust to the contemporary game?
You ever heard of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes? Earth, Wind, and Fire? Some things just always play well. A little old school is exactly what this team needs.
Hey, you nervous?
What if you don't hit?
What's that?
I said, what if you don't hit? If all this talk is just talk and it becomes obvious that you're hurting the team, will you take yourself out of the lineup?
I said I'm going to hit. But when I say I'm going to do something, I do it.
That's not always how it works.
Well, it is with me.
Not the way I remember.
Well, maybe you remember something you thought I said I was going to do, but didn't say I was going to do it, because I cold blood do everything I say I'm going to do.
Is that the way you were raised?
Straight up and down, like 6 o'clock.
So what does your mama think about all this comeback foolishness?
Oh, on this mama stuff.
Oh, okay. That's it for today, fellas. Thank you very much.
The reporter, a high-cheekboned, straight-haired black woman, talks with a colleague when Stan steps up.
Maureen.
Hey.
What you doing here?
What do you think? I'm covering a story for ESPN.
Why you?
They sent me.
Just by chance you ain't here to see me?
No, I'm on assignment. They asked me to cover a story, so I'm covering it, period.
He nods, flashing his trademark smile.
I'll see you at the ballpark.
Wait. How about exclusive?
She looks away, thinking, then glances into his eyes.
See? You know what I mean?
With a toss of her hair, she smiles over her shoulder at him. The screen flashes like a flame.
So you think you'll get 3 hits in your first 3 at-bats and get this thing over with?
Come on, Mo, I'm 47 years old. It'll probably take me maybe 4 at-bats.
You're one of a kind, Stan Ross. Thank you for sitting down with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's it. Thanks, guys. That's a wrap.
Now, that wasn't too bad. No, was it?
That was great.
After I get my hits today, you want to come by the house to celebrate?
You know, you better keep your mind on the game, Mr. 3000.
You think it ain't?
Well, we'll see in a few hours, won't we?
After washing his hands in a restroom sink, Stan studies his face in the mirror.
Stan, you the man. Living legend, baby. Yes, sir. All you got to do is walk up in there and take those youngsters to school.
A mascot in a clumsy bratwurst suit.
Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, buddy, come here. Help me out, please. With the zipper. Hey, can you give me a hand?
You best me in a handshake.
Wait a minute. You're Stan Ross. Stan. Huge fan. You gotta help me out. You gotta unzip me. I gotta tell all my buddies. Stan Ross, unzip my pants.
You crazy.
Oh, crazy? Oh, that's what they get? I'm crazy? Stan. Let me tell you something, Stan. I am crazy. Crazy for asking you to give me a hand.
The dapper Stan steps cautiously into the team clubhouse. His brows are creased as he surveys the room full of young athletes and guests. He strolls through the team-themed room, lugging his gym bag. A handsome young player takes notes on a baseball platform game starring himself. Stan eyes him.
Ooh, this shit is all right. Sound effects could be a little bit louder on another head, though. That shit could sound like
a cannon.
He and Stan lock eyes, a thousand-yard stare. Another man interrupts.
Mr. Ross. I'm Rick, the clubhouse assistant.
Stan, can I just Stan?
That should lock right over there.
Thank you.
Stan's eyes take in the room from top to bottom.
Go ahead, man. It's in my locker.
His uniform hangs neatly. In front of it is an old person's walker. Stan stares in disbelief, then looks left to right. He goes to the walker and inspects it. As he picks up the device, his eye is caught by his uniform facing him from the lighted display. Frowning at first, he runs his fingers along the embroidered number 21. As he inspects the uniform, his scowl breaks into a warm smile. At the next locker, a young Asian player unlaces his shoes. He gives Stan a cold glance.
Stan Ross, man.
I know very well who you are. I grew up watching your excellent play on television. You are a hero to many young Japanese players.
Stan smiles proudly.
But you have a hole in your ass.
He brushes past Stan.
Hole in my ass? What's his problem?
That's Fukuda. He was taught English pretty good in school in Japan, but they never taught him to cuss worth a damn.
But why you cuss him out? I ain't never did nothing to him.
Brother, you're looking at 25 little leaguers in here who all want to give you an ass whooping.
Oh, 6-3, man.
6-4.
You're right, 6-4,
I'll try to cheat. Minadeo, Skillet, second and short. They'll go at it over anything.
Ooh, what are you talking about? That's, that's half out.
Well, half all got to be in the back.
Well, half went in.
It has to go in, all of it.
Skillet, you always try to pull it. What do you say, Grandpa? Does that count?
Grandpa?
Oh, line up.
Stan lifts the walker and inspects it.
Dinner's on me. Not bad to off. Skills that pay the bills.
The thick-waisted, out-of-shape coach from Stan's earlier stint tromps silently through the clubhouse. Stan tries to engage him with a look, but the coach only smirks as he passes by.
Was Panis here yet back when you were playing?
Panis and his assistant leave.
Yeah, he was here. But I don't think I was one of his favorites, though.
Stan Ross, you about eighth.
Eighth? That's for banjo hitters, man. I never batted lower than fifth in my life.
You bet that now, you son of my dick.
Son of my dick?
On the field, a dozen ball players stretch their hands over their heads. Now they're lying on the grass on their backs, swinging one leg over, then the other. They stretch thigh muscles by pulling up their foot like a group of blue and white flamingos. Throwing practice, then more stretches on their backs, then arm rotations. Then even more on the ground stretching and jogging on a dirt track around the field. They pace each other, jogging in the opposite direction, bordered between green grass and a section of empty seats. As they run and throw to warm up, the young player from the clubhouse drives a ball over the center field wall. Stan watches behind the chain link backstop, then checks his bat. The batter, Pennebaker, drills another one.
Yo, what size you swinging over there?
Old school.
34 ounce like I always have.
Pennebaker flashes a grin and tracks the ball.
You sure you can still get around with that at your old age?
Don't you worry about me. I've been swinging this thing sweet before you knew what side the bat was hitting.
Another impressive long ball.
Woo!
The coaches watch soberly as the ball lands in the back stands.
Yeah, I swing a 36 myself.
Yeah, it's good talk.
They trade places.
I got a hammer my damn self.
Stan steps to the plate, batting left-handed.
Come on, coach.
He gives the pitching coach a nod.
How's it feel, Stan?
How about an interview after the game?
How you feel physically, Stan?
Come on, now, don't distract me. I'm hitting.
Stan bites his lip and breathes deep.
Hitting's my business. That's what I'm talking
about.
There
you go. Looking good, Stan. Bingo.
The ball is long gone.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to take care of business.
The ballpark at night. Stan surveys the crowded stands as he stretches with his bat.
Bottom of the third, and the cheers you hear, and the boos for that matter, are for Stan Ross. It's the reason most of the 38,000 plus fans are here tonight.
A blue Brewers mascot eggs on the crowd. Stan nods to the crowd and ambles to the plate. The guys in the dugout watch him intently. Mo watches from the press box. Stan steps up and thumps the bat on the plate. The umpire holds up his hand. The pitcher, head down and kneading the ball, looks up, grimacing.
This guy throws pretty hard, Pops.
Is that right? I hit pretty hard, son.
The pitcher winds up and throws. The ball lands soundly in the catcher's glove.
Take one.
Stan straightens out of his swing. The pitcher eyes him.
Come on, Stan. Be aggressive. I am. Stay focused. Keep your eye on the ball. I'm looking dead at it. I don't need you to tell me what to do. Come on in. I've been here before. This ain't my first picnic, baby.
Stan was a hair off timing that big breaking ball from Hamilton. Of course, all season long, a lot of hitters who aren't 47 years old have been fooled by Hamilton.
And we're the little leaguers?
That's what matters, baby. Focus. He playing to you. Let him play to you, baby. Come on. Come on, Steve. Come on, baby.
Inside fastball, and Stan Ross is out of there on three straight pitches. Looks like it could be a long night for the King of Swing.
Mo takes a deep breath.
What up? Welcome to SportsCenter. Stuart Scott with you. We got some more baseball. Braves and Brewers. Who cares? Well, Stan Ross cares. First week at bat was not like the first week out of the womb for Stan. A whole lot of drooling and a whole lot of just flailing around for the erstwhile King of Swing. Let's check out the highlights. Well, Stan the man, more like Stan the statue, just chilling at a curve for strike one. Next pitch. Now, wait a second. What was it that Stan said about the rest of his team?
Milwaukee Brewers are weak. Who they got? The Little League team. They need me.
Uh-huh. Little leaguers, huh? Well, my 9-year-old, I think, has a better swing and better eyes than that. Just chilling at a called strike three, and, well, that'll get you some halitosis action. Yeah, when you get just a little too close to the umpire. Stan's not done. I think he decided to do a little bit of spring cleaning. Either that or he just wants to symbolize how well he's been playing. Yeah, garbage. Now, I'm not going to say that every Brewer but Stan had a hit, but I am going to say that, well, every Brewer but Stan that played had a hit. Our Maureen Simmons was at the game and had post-game duty.
Not the day Stan Ross or the Milwaukee fans had in mind. Word around the organization is that manager Gus Panis is particularly unhappy having Ross back in the lineup. Apparently, he hasn't forgotten the way that Stan abandoned the team in the middle of the pennant race 9 years ago. Stewart.
The press is having a field day.
Hey, they're just getting even with Stan for all those years of abuse, turning this team into a laughingstock.
5 games and hasn't gotten close to it yet. How long do we let this go on?
We got 35,000 people in the park today.
A relaxed Chambry narrows his eyes, smiling.
We're committed to this. Whether Stan Ross ever gets another hit or not.
You sure you don't want anything stronger than that club soda?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Thanks, Boca.
Why you calling Boca?
Look at him. Look like he's ready for Boca Raton with them tracksuits on him.
Stan don't appreciate my velour.
That's all he wears. Mo, I swear, he has a black one for funerals. Just coming from me, I think my man took his old Reebok endorsement deal a little bit too serious.
Yeah, lifetime supply.
But that's why I love you.
No, that's why I love you.
No, I love you more.
No, I love you more.
No,
I love
you more. No, I started the love.
And your life's been richer ever since.
I hate you.
Nice to see you again, Mo.
You too, Tony. So, you hire fancy decorator to help you do this place?
Because you need to quit fighting. You know, doggone well, you thought I was going to be old and tired when I quit the game.
Honestly, I never really thought about it.
Oh, yeah, you thought it. But I got news for you. I own this place and I own all the stores next door. 3,000 subs, 3,000 walks, and 3,000 beats.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're coming back. So all them names still make sense.
Sister, you know why I'm coming back. Because I deserve to be in the Hall of Fame with all the other immortals.
You know, really shouldn't word it like that.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mo cleans a steak bone. She notices him watching.
What?
Oh, you know what?
You better hush.
You eating that steak. Ooh, let me see something. Come here, flex. Mm-hmm. Mo, oh, baby, look at you. Come on, Mo. Friend. Look at you, Mo.
And quick step.
You gonna eat this?
She spears some food from his plate.
You sure got time to eat. Baby, you hungry than a hostage.
Take a bite out of crime.
That killed me there, I'm telling you. I'm about to lay that myself. Wait.
You don't train no more. You don't drink no more. Mm-hmm. Now, what's up with that? Because I remember how you used to drink half the American League on the table.
No, I realized I had to start cutting loose from those things that weren't getting me anywhere.
Where you need to be getting?
All with my life. Don't stay young forever, Stan.
Come on. You know we're young enough.
Ooh, I don't think so, Mr. Ross.
Come on, now. I know you remember what it was like. You can't tell when they have something pretty special.
Good night.
What about Kansas City? That was a mind-blowing weekend. You mean tell me you forgot about that?
Bye-bye.
Cleveland, when I had your toenails popping off like Redenbacher.
Bye.
Come on, how about Toronto?
She wheels around, eyes flashing. Mo advances on him.
Uh-huh. Come on. Say it.
Come on, now. You know I didn't expect you to surprise me in Toronto. You know how those Canadian groupies are. Come on, now.
You know what? I didn't... Don't give me that crap. You're a selfish man. You always were.
She shakes her finger in his face and turns.
Okay, if you're so upset, why was you willing to get back with me every now and then?
Yeah, we got together for a night, but I didn't stay for breakfast and I did her.
We'd still be doing it if you didn't take that ESPN gig.
Well, when there's a better offer on the table, you gotta take it.
He looks confused.
I'll pay for it.
Bye-bye.
He watches her drive her red car out of the lot.
Count is 1-1 on the second baseman, Minadeo. Brewers down by 4, runner at first. They sure could use a little spark here. Glickman now on the mound, working from the stretch. Throws to first, and they picked him off. Skillet is caught napping. When is this ball club going to wake up? Another mistake.
Stan shakes his head.
Minadeo steps back in. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, a one-hopper back to the mound. He bobbled it. But what's Minadeo doing? He's not running. Now they pick it up to throw to first, and he's out.
In the dugout, Stan looks over at the somberly focused coach, Panis.
Look at that. There should be a man on first and second right now. But easy, Gus. Don't get excited. I don't want you to pop no blood vessel. What y'all having, prayer?
The only shining star on the team these days is their strapping young outfielder, T-Rex Pennebaker. But even his impressive power numbers have done little to stop the Brewers' losing streak.
T-Rex strides to the plate and digs in.
Pennebaker digs in.
He crouches, his front teeth working a piece of gum.
And here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and a deep, deep drive to left field. It's going. It is gone.
T-Rex trots the bases, high-fiving a coach and raising a fist to the crowd. He watches himself on the giant screen.
4-1. Yet another bases-empty home run for T-Rex Pennebaker.
He rounds third, pointing, then slows, shimmying to the plate where the catcher watches. Stan's lips tighten and he shakes his head.
What the hell is that?
That right there, that's a little something for Sports Center. Plus, that's gonna look tight in next year's video game.
The dugout applauds with slight enthusiasm as T-Rex swaggers in.
What the hell you call yourself doing?
Yo, I'm putting the show in the show.
With your team losing, instead of you playing, you making like Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah, I just hit a home run, son. Maybe you was taking a grandpa nap during that part.
But your team getting picked off. Your boys ain't beating out grounders. Should have been 2 men on when you hit that homer. It should be a ball game right now.
Yo, so yell at them, old school. Yell out my face, man, because I did my job.
You the superstar. You set the tone.
Listen here. When you get a base hit in this millennium, then you can come on down there and talk to me.
Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
T-Rex smirks and walks away.
Jump there.
He slaps hands down the bench. Later, Stan lumbers up a ballpark corridor.
Hey, Stan! You think that diaper is affecting your swing? Maybe you should do something lighter. How about a wiffle bat?
It's the mascot.
How about I sell my Hall of Fame bat up the crack of your mascot ass? Make you a hot dog on a stick, bitch.
Yeah, I might be a sausage with teeth, but you sure as hell ain't no Hall of Famer!
Without turning, Stan whips up a middle finger.
What?
Stan is featured as Milestone Man on the frame cover of a baseball card magazine.
Looks familiar?
Familiar? Well, he ain't changed nothing since back in the day. In fact, I don't think he even vacuumed.
It's a shrine to his career.
Well, why mess with perfection?
Oh, honey, now I can think of a lot of descriptions for this couch, and perfection ain't one of them.
It's a crinkly orange leather sectional. He tends bar.
It's
So what's the deal over there? How come I hardly ever see you on SportsCenter anymore?
Oh, you know, I got some pretty young thing they trying to groom.
Oh, that's some bull. They can't treat you like that.
No. I remember once upon a time I pushed out a 40-year-old. Listen, I ain't been playing this game long enough not to know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been looking ahead toward it, you know? I'm gonna start producing next year. I'm going behind the camera.
Oh, you go, girl.
Like I've been telling you, Mr. Ross, now you can't beat Father Time.
Well, how come you really haven't settled down?
She blinks hard and stares him in the eye, arching a brow.
The right man wasn't right.
He looks away with an uneasy smile.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes suddenly widen and he leans down as if in pain.
What's the matter with you?
There's my soul.
Mo rolls her eyes as he moves to the music.
Come on, bump me, Mo. Don't leave me hanging. Come on, baby. Come on. I need you now. Don't leave me hanging. Come on. Come on. Come on out here.
All right. Only because I like this song, too. Not because I like you.
I take it.
He comes around the bar and she dances seductively toward him. He flashes a wide smile. He dances behind her, watching her move. She turns to him, her face bright and open.
Still got it, girl. Still got it.
Stan.
Yeah, baby.
Honey, stop chasing the butt.
His hands are on her hips from behind.
You know what, Mo? The best sex I ever had was with you.
What?
Yeah.
You had girls in every city in baseball.
What's the best?
Why is that? We do it longer?
Not really.
More positions then.
I ain't going there.
Mm-hmm. More times a night.
Oh, you still hold a record? I don't know, babe. I guess I like the rest of it.
The rest of it? What's left?
Well, you know, I like the sleeping and talking and hanging out and stuff like that.
She faces him.
But that's not sex.
It is to me.
No, it's not sex.
What you call it?
Still rolling to the music, she stares into his eyes, her expression melting into seriousness. They kiss, tenderly at first. She throws an arm around his neck.
Mm. Before we go too far, I want you to know I can't spend the night.
Why not?
Early flight.
Well, you gotta go. I got 3 games before going on the road.
Mm-hmm, but I gotta get back.
You gotta get... Wait. Are they giving up on me, Mo?
She's focused on unbuttoning his shirt.
What you got to say about that?
You know I don't have a say. I just go where I'm assigned.
You tell me I'm starting to swing the bat good again?
I'm just a reporter. I don't make the news or even decide what is news.
You giving up on me, too?
Mm-mm. You just got to make the news, baby. Start hitting that
come
ball.
Come on.
You want to go up, stay down? What? You know, I know that.
I'm not in the mood right now.
He rebuttons his shirt.
You kid, right? You're not in the mood.
No.
Oh, come on, baby.
No, I got a headache.
Really? You gonna tell me you got cramps too?
Maybe.
You know.
Mo waves her hand.
Whatever.
She walks a few steps, then turns and swats him on the backside. He stares, all seriousness.
All right, now. I'm leaving.
She waves her hand, heading for the door. Stan doesn't look at her.
Lord, just when I thought I'd seen it all.
Mo grabs her purse from the table. Stan turns abruptly at the sound, his face lost in thought. A pitcher throws in slow motion.
You can get basic in this millennium, then you can come on.
The ball hurtles slowly toward Stan at the plate. He adjusts his grip on the bat.
When you get a base hit, this one just gotta make.
He focuses on the ball hanging almost in the air.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
A cartoon thug drops a bat.
Oh, bat boy.
Enter a kid with bat's wings holding bats.
A little testy. Anybody have a Stan Ross rookie card? If you do. Quite valuable. If you look on the back, you'll see it's written in Latin. You see, very old card.
It's on parchment.
Ross, he's now 0-27 in his comeback. At what point, Peter, does the rust come off?
I'm not sure it ever does. And remember, Jim Palmer tried to come back after he was already in the Hall of Fame, and he kept himself in a lot better shape than Ross.
Why does the media hate this guy so much?
Because he's a jerk.
Because T-Rex is the best in power and performance. Fine. And Radio Shack. Radio Shack, you've got questions. We've got answers.
Because I want my hits. They got stolen from me. Those hits are my ticket to the Hall of Fame.
Simon, you're not going to the Hall of Fame. You think three hits are keeping you out of the Hall of Fame?
3,000 hits, baby. It's automatic. Look at me.
I'm looking at you. You're 47 years old.
Stan turns away from the TV screen and raises the remote. T-Rex appears on screen.
Favorite portion of the show, the comedy portion. I'm going to say it here on the show. The woman that puts on the sausage outfit that races around Miller Park has got a better chance of getting a hit than Stan Ross.
Stan chews his food, his eyes staring down.
Black athletes age slower. George Foreman didn't know when to get out. Mike Tyson know when to get out. He's going to do well.
Stan uses chopsticks to wolf down chow mein.
This guy hasn't played since I was married to my first wife.
Listen, he's impossible to get out in his day. But he's a bad teammate.
Don't say that, man. Stan Ross was a great
Stan's
athlete.
Stan's all about Stan.
The Brewers do exactly what they were getting into. It's a publicity stunt. It's like
as Stan eats, Tom Arnold appears beside him on the couch.
He's small. That guy was small for a freaking midget, man. It's like if the Red Sox thought out Ted Williams when he hit, although he'd hit better than Stan a bit.
The other participants appear in his room.
Stan is embarrassed. He's embarrassing me. He's embarrassing him. He should just give it up. But you know, when an athlete gets to that point, loses all his pride.
Yeah, you're making me cry, John. So I don't think he's embarrassed. I think he's having a big-ass party at his place right now. Got bitches all around. Man, cowboy is buddy. I don't think Stan cares.
Wrong. He's embarrassed. Definitely embarrassed. Used to be able to hit. Cannot hit now.
Very embarrassed. Especially about the bitches he got around.
He sits alone on his orange leather couch in his mansion. The lights are dimmed. Stan sits on bleachers in the empty bar, facing his memorabilia arrayed on a shelf.
The book. You think I should quit?
Do your thing, man.
Boca reclines on the next row up, reading a newspaper.
You think?
Just saying.
Yeah. I got 3 home games against the Astros before we go on the road. I'm gonna play those games, and that's it. If I don't get a hit, it's over. I'm not going on the road. What you think, Boca?
Do your thing, man.
You think?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You're right.
Stan looks over his shoulder at Boca.
You want to get married? You're the only one that loves me, man. Seriously.
I've been waiting 20 years for you to ask me that. Now that you have, I don't know.
Yeah, you right.
Minadeo and Skillet watch the game.
Okay, Erica King.
Dog, come on. All my children, we need to step up the degree of difficulty, bro. Asa Buchanan.
Oh, that's ABC, right?
I ain't telling you nothing.
Oh, one life to live.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one for you.
Come on.
Don Roberto.
Don Roberto. Oh, that's the dude with the cologne, Guiding Light. What?
Wrong. It's Amigas y Rivales.
No. We're not doing Spanish shows.
Es una novela de Telemundo, papi.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Oh, tú siempre.
What the hell are they doing?
Seeing who can name the soap.
Siempre lo. You know me for 2 years. Have I ever spoken Spanish before?
Why don't you all have a contest guessing which team losing this game?
Stupid.
Come on, Stan. You hit Grandpa.
Stan leaves the dugout twirling the bat. He studies the Houston pitcher from on deck. As the pitcher takes signals from the catcher, he nods. Then he brings in his elbow so his fingers of his glove are vertical. Stan's eyes follow the pitch.
Tucks his arm in on the curve.
Stan smiles. He keeps his eyes on the pitcher as he swaggers to the plate. As he digs in, Stan's attention is focused on the pitcher's face. The pitcher's head shakes no. Stan's eyes are locked. The pitcher tucks his elbow and a smile awakens on Stan's face. The ball hops to third base, who fires it to first.
No!
Stan's smile flashes as he returns to the dugout.
See that? It's good. See that? I was all over that nickel curveball. I mean, all over it.
Looked like a ground out to me.
Say what, brother?
I said it looked like a ground out to me.
You don't see it. He tipped his pitch and I caught it. Karan, how long has this pitcher been in the league?
2 years.
2 years, man. He's showing his pitch. He don't even know it. Look here. Watch his right arm. His elbow going like this. He gripped the ball. He's throwing a curveball. Dip, grip, curveball. Come on, man. Skillet! Come on, baby. Come on. Good.
He walks past the deadpan Gus, whose head nods slightly. The scoreboard reads 4-1, Astros. Fukuda is on the mound, his jaw tensing. The man on first takes a lead. Fukuda sees him.
Runners lead away, and Fukuda working from the stretch. The pitch, and a swing and a solid line drive single to left field.
The outfielder scoops the ball. Stan points, but another runner tags home.
Then another run scores. The Astros in a position now to break this game wide open.
Fukuda yanks off his glove and massages the ball.
Hey, you okay?
Fukuda turns away, then motions Stan closer.
I now want Penas to take me out. I had a few bad outings in a row, and if I don't get my face out my ass and get out this inning, I know the team is going to give me the shoe.
Give you the shoe?
Yeah, the shoe.
Stan smiles to himself.
Look, don't be thinking negative out here, okay? Just keep the ball low and away. We'll get you out there. Okay, then I'm working on your cussing, all right? Come on. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Gervis with a six-game hitting streak at the plate. Fukuda checks his sign. The right-hander from the stretch checks the runners now. And here's the pitch. A big swing and a slow roller towards short. Skillet charges. His only plays to first.
He's safe.
The bases are loaded. And Ross is hot.
That's a third back off. That's a third damn out. Great job. Who called it? Last warning. Last warning. Damn you, man.
Stan goes to Fukuda, who holds up his glove. Stan eyeballs the runners on first and third. He slaps his hand into Fukuda's glove.
Be with me. Just be with me. Come on, let's go. Let's go! Pull out! I don't even know why I bother coming back. You can't play. You definitely can't, huh?
You need to relax, old man, before you pop the
ball. You need to sit your ass down.
Man, why is that?
Stan tags him.
Put you out, sucker punk.
He's out!
Right here, baby. Grab some bitch!
Fukuda, smiling, waves his empty glove to the runner. Stan high-fives his way through the dugout, then pauses for a moment with Fukuda. T-Rex's face is on the scoreboard, leads the majors with 48 home runs.
The man keep throwing curveballs, that's all he got. He done lost his slider, he done lost his fastball. Curveball, curveball. Watch this, watch this. Watch, here you go. What I tell you?
Stan does an eye point to Skillet.
Curveball, curveball. This is what I'm telling you. If he throw another curveball, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you. Watch, 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 watch.
T-Rex tosses the bat and watches.
This curveball!
The outfielder leaps, but the ball goes over the fence. T-Rex circles the bases as fireworks appear on the scoreboard screen. A line of fans hold up letters reading Brewers as a mascot waves a team flag in the outfield.
What I tell you, baby?
Yo, what you jawing about now, old school?
He tipped his pitch. I know you saw it.
Are you still talking about that weak-ass ground ball, man?
Yeah, I'm talking about it.
All right, let me tell you something, man. All right, I hit 43 home runs.
What?
43 home runs before you ever even got here, man. So I don't need none of that. So save it.
It's the 31st time this year that you've homered, but your team's lost. Does that get to you?
Our team lost, huh? You know what, man? This ain't my team. If this was my team, these fools would be hitting home runs like I'm hitting.
and they be stealing bases like I'm out there stealing. I'm the only one out there getting mine. What the rest of these fools doing, huh? Oh, they ain't doing crap. Talk about a team.
We go out there every day, yeah, but ain't no nine guys.
Ain't no team.
It's me up in here.
It's eight other cats that can't even carry
Whoa,
my...
Whoa, heavy. Boy, that pup sounds just like me back in the day, I swear. Boy, I'm telling you. But you all didn't catch the real story of tonight's game.
What's that?
No, come here. Let me ask you all a question.
Yeah, move it over there.
They now surround Stan.
When was the last time you all saw a 47-year-old man end-to-end with a hidden ball trick?
Hey, huh? Is that the first time you ever pulled that off in a game?
Are the Brewers going to the World Series?
We're going to get that hit tonight.
1989 against the Mariners.
He leads them off. T-Rex in designer clothes steps up to a sleek sports car.
Yo, T-Rex, hold up.
T-Rex rolls his eyes.
You know why I stepped in tonight with them reporters?
Yeah. Because you can't stand to see another brother getting some attention.
Boy, that's what you think.
Yeah, man. That's what I think.
Let me tell you something. You keep talking about your teammates and what you do, boasting about yourself, you're going to end up all by yourself. All alone and empty. Like you are right now. You know what's going to happen? They're going to retire your number someday. And Big Horse Borelli going to be standing right up there with you.
And who the hell is Big Horse Borelli?
That's my point exactly.
He grins. T-Rex's defiant expression freezes.
Nice car.
Stan raises his eyebrows and looks over his shoulder at T-Rex while he walks away.
He's picking up his stride, blowing away the competition. Looks like the Bratwurst is getting smoked. No pun intended, kids. Looks like number three, the Italian sausage, has won the race.
It's a mascot race. In the dugout, the ragged wood floor is littered with paper cups. A pair of feet walk over them. Players sit along the bench. Minadeo and Skillet bounce baseballs off their fists. Fans are dressed as beer cans, tomatoes, and bananas, waving signs in support of Stan. Stan's crouched at bat. He swings and misses. At the end of the dugout, T-Rex sullenly runs his thumb along the stitching of a ball. Stan misses another pitch. Minadeo and Skillet continue their child's play. Stan's bat snaps as the ball rolls across the infield. He tears for first. The shortstop rifles the ball to first as Stan tries to beat the throw. Hands out, he belly flops on the base. T-Rex throws back his head laughing. He tosses his baseball and snatches it in midair. Stan lifts his head from the dirt and waves his hand weakly. He pushes himself up from the ground and stands, brushing dirt from his jersey, to acknowledge the cheers. The scoreboard reads, only two more, hit 2,998. The clubhouse is a flurry of slaps, high fives, and embraces. T-Rex jumps up on a low table.
That was a good game, y'all. Hey, Stan Ross. I got one question for you, man. Yo, man, what the hell was you thinking?
A smile grows across Stan's face.
Y'all saw old man River swimming all up in the dirt for a hit today? Yo, but listen, man. How many games we got left in this season?
11.
11 games left, y'all. And how many games out of third place are we?
Seven.
Seven games. We only seven games out, y'all. And I don't see a damn reason why we should settle for being in fifth place, yo.
Yeah!
So come on, let's get it together and let's do this like it's October.
Yeah! eyes flashing, T-Rex catches Stan's approving nod from across the room.
Hey, let's get our Bruins on three! Bruins on three!
One, two, three, Bruins!
One, two, three,
Bruins! One, two, three,
Bruins! The frenzy shifts to the bar.
But listen, I'm on third base, right? Nolan Ryan looking at me like he want to kill me, right? Boca getting ready to bunt. Now, the manager didn't call it or nothing, but I know Boca's a ball player. He's the real deal. Plus, I know what he think.
Yeah, he was thinking that I was thinking what he was thinking.
But look, I'm getting ready to sprint towards home. As I'm tearing down the line, Boca decided he wanted to swing away.
I wasn't thinking. Man,
wasn't thinking. I mean, hit a screaming liner right past my head. All I heard.
Boca taps his arm and points to the door. Mo comes in.
Oh, hold on, fellas. Hold on.
He gets up to meet her. He saunters to her, smiling.
So, your story again? Still mad at me?
Nah. I'm hidden now.
Bodies adjust beneath cotton sheets. Stan has his bare arm around Mo, who sleepily presses herself against a pillow.
See, this is the part I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, where you going?
I gotta go.
You gotta go where?
I just gotta go.
What's up?
Look, Stan, it was just sex, right? I mean, best sex I ever had, too, but that's all it was.
What about the sleeping, talking, and hanging out part? What about that?
That's your idea of sex.
Well, hold on, man. I could be wrong now. You said it wasn't sex. I'm just trying to go with that.
No, but it was really nice, Stan.
Wait. Hold on. Let me talk to you for a minute. Hold on. I'm going to ask you some
more. What?
Wait, look.
He follows her to the front door.
Well, I was thinking about that producer, the behind-the-camera stuff you was talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, ain't there something you can do right here in Milwaukee?
Stan, you're being very sweet. But we both know that you ain't never been serious enough to go bringing up something like that. So I'll see you at the ballpark. Slugger.
Frowning, he watches her leave, a sheet wrapped around his waist. As Mo walks to her car, she struggles against tears. Stan, clutching the sheet tightly, marches up the spiral staircase, the sheet trailing behind him like a bridal train. An aerial view of the ballpark reveals the teams on the field. In the dugout is the intense chewing and spitting of sunflower seeds as even Minadeo and Skillet focus on the game. The players, in a row, demonstrate a variety of chewing and shell-spitting styles.
Hey, Stan.
Yo.
Say 1-3, go.
1-3, go.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. I'm going to spin the cracker jack. I don't care if I ever get back.
Yo. Come on, man, with that noise, man. I'm trying to watch the ball game.
What are you talking about, Poppy? This song is baseball.
That ain't no real baseball song. You want to hear a real baseball song?
Yeah.
Listen.
They look at him like he's crazy. Stan conducts himself with his hand.
What the hell is that? Is that an ice cream song?
Man, let me tell you something, man. When I was a kid on Southside Chicago, we used to play baseball, man, when we got out of school, man, till it got dark. You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. I used to play center field. And every single day, man, Mr. Softy Ice Cream Truck used to park right behind me and play that damn song.
I told you. Da 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 da. Yo! Hey! Yo!
fellas, come on now. We got a game going on out here. We got a shot at third place, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Besides, dog, that was whack. Fairmont Park, Philly, son. We had that good humor truck. And this is what baseball music sounds like.
T-Rex busts a move for the team, and Stan, smiling brightly, bobs his shoulders to join him. Stan glances over at Gus Panis, who wears his usual Mount Rushmore-like expression. Stan shifts around, looking away. He talks into the air.
It was wrong the way I quit on the team back then. I was young, Skip.
Gus turns his head.
I was young.
Now batting shortstop, number 46.
Gus squints, then goes back to the game.
Calm down, fool! Hit it!
In slow motion, Minadeo scoops up a grounder, flips it to Skillet, who tags the runner and hurls it back to Minadeo on first to beat the batter. Fukuda fires one punishing strike after another at a sequence of batters. When one batter gets a piece of it, Fryman, the Brewers' catcher, unmasks and dives into the stands to snag the foul ball.
Son of a bitch.
Good. After the game, we pick up a
biatch.
All right.
That's pimp stuff.
Yeah.
Kiss my
black ass.
Don't get personal. Whoa. Don't get personal. No.
That's too much.
I didn't mean that.
No, right. I know you. Stan's batting average in 1985. Come on.
327?
Yeah.
Okay.
My turn.
Stan Ross's RBIs in 1981.
91?
Oh, no, 93.
Well, let me see that. You're right. Crap!
93. Oh, let's play again. Your turn.
I don't want to play anyone.
What am I playing anymore?
We got a game. Get serious.
Oh, now we have a ball game. You so loose. You know what?
Minadeo stomps off.
Cry baby. He's such a cry baby.
Skillet grins at Fukuda, who's watching the game and ignoring him. Fryman strikes out.
Game tied at 4. Just one out and the winning run to third base. The Astro infield moving in. And here comes Stan Ross. He could win the game right here with a long fly ball, but you can bet that's not what he's thinking. Infield tight, hitter's delight. A great chance to get hit number 2,999.
Come on, y'all.
The pitcher nods at the signal and looks around.
And here comes the pitch. He swings, and it's a high fly ball to right. It's carrying well. It's to the warning track. To the wall.
The Brewers clear the bench.
It is gone! A home run! Stan Ross touches them all. I don't believe it.
Mo cheers, then notices other reporters watching her and composes herself. Stan high fives around the bases. The scoreboard blinks. Only one more. Stan is all smiles as he sees himself on the giant screen. His eyes go to the stands and the cheering, poster-waving fans. The entire team waits for him at home plate. He raises his arms and wades into the center of his teammates.
Wow, I feel good.
Horseplay in the clubhouse as Stan does dips with the walker, while the others holler their approval. He hugs T-Rex.
I got you, old man.
coach, Dan.
Man.
Way to go.
I gave him their money worth too.
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
You feel good?
I feel great.
You look great. You look like a champion out there.
Stan, let me paint you a little picture.
Go ahead, on.
Miller Park, standing room only. Got that?
You got it.
43,000 screaming fans, and they're there for one reason and one reason only, to watch the legendary Stan Ross step to the plate and dig in.
Shh. That ain't no pitch. That's a damn Rembrandt.
I agree. And that's why I'm telling Gus not to play you on the road.
Hold on, man. Chill out, babe. What you talking about? Man, we're on the road, should we, man? We're going for third place.
You're one hit away from making history, Stan.
Oh.
Don't you think you owe it to the fans to do it here at home?
I don't know, Shrimp. You're taking half my bats away, although they hit a home run. I'm still 2 for 51.
2 for 58. Stan Ross is at the plate. The fans, they sit and wait, even though his swing's too late.
Look what I'm saying, man. Come on, don't cut me out, man. The team need me. Come on, huh?
Stan, you heard the sausage. You're 2 for 58.
The team doesn't need you to get to third place. They're on fire. Come on, let's face it.
But you, my friend, you have got to start thinking about life after baseball. I'm talking endorsements, product lines. A Stan Ross candy bar?
This gets Stan's attention. Shembri cocks an eyebrow at him.
I want you to impress all week long on the road, Stan. You pull this off, nothing's going to keep you out of the Hall of Fame. You're a champion.
Shembri's face is full of intensity, his eyes penetrating. He walks away.
Hey, Stan, Tom Arnold here. Congratulations on everything. The team's on a tear. You won 7 in a row. You guys could finish third. Are you really talking to us from the clubhouse during the game?
Well, they're not going to play me until I come home off the road, so I might as well do something else with my time.
Stan, how does it feel not to be playing right now?
It don't feel good, especially the way I've been swinging the bat. But that's a skip decision. I have to go with it because, as you say, we got a chance to make third place.
And they were in fifth place when you got there.
Well, I finally got them playing patting the Stan Ross baseball.
Okay, Stan.
Hey, Stan.
Stan Ross, 47, the oldest man ever to homer in the major leagues. How's it feel, slugger?
I'll tell you the truth, Stan. We never thought you could do it, and some of us hoped you wouldn't. So we owe you an apology big time.
Well, you know, it takes a big man to admit when they're wrong. Well, like my teammate Kenshi Fukuda taught me to say.
You guys are world-class pricks.
What the hell is he talking about?
Stan.
So what is the future hold?
Yeah, Stan.
What about number 3,000?
What about it?
What game are you actually going to get this hit in?
I think I'm going to get on the next at bat.
You got another homer left in you?
Your popcorn by your side because it's coming.
So Stan Ross. Is it going to be a home run?
Well, the faster you throw it in, the quicker it's going out.
Stan, listen, man, I hope you weren't listening to all the tracks we were talking about you before you hit your groove.
Tom, you wouldn't even be where you are if it wasn't for Roseanne.
You know what? That would have hurt if it wasn't true. Come on.
Stan Ross.
Hey, girl, you been watching? The whole world loves me again, baby. Stan Ross, the king of swing. Sweetheart, I'm gone national.
He swats a teammate's butt.
You know, you're starting to sound a little like the old Stan now.
No, sweetheart, you're getting the best of both worlds. The old and the new Stan Ross. Team player, baby.
All right, so after you go national with all this press, what's going to be left for me?
I'm going to tell you what's going to be left for you. I'm going to give you a special exclusive. You meet me at the ballpark Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Just you, me, and the team. See, I called a special practice on my day off on my last home
stand. Wait a minute. Stan Ross called for an extra practice. No, I never thought I'd live to see this day. I guess you are getting a little serious, huh?
I'm getting serious about you.
Mo shuts her eyes. Her lips move without sound.
Yeah, I see your practice.
Baby, you owe it to yourself.
Oh, boy. What you gonna do?
Woo!
Hey, Stan, don't get your hit this Saturday, man. I got tickets for that one, huh?
No, I got tickets for tomorrow.
You saved the stuff, boys and girls, because I'm going deep every game. And they all going to be collector's items. You all watch and see.
Come here. I got a new idea. Listen, I got a new PlayStation game, Hall of Fame Baseball. Well, I get a chance to hit against all those pitchers that were dead before I was born, like Walter Johnson and Christy Mathewson and that candy ass I young.
When you draw up the plans, you got a call an hour ago from the Tonight Show. We want you on there tomorrow.
I'm on the road, man. I'm telling you. That's big time exposure.
But here's the hook.
What?
We want you at the studio at 9 o'clock.
That's cool.
But you got that extra practice in the morning.
That's one practice. I'm talking about Jay Leno. That's bigger than the game.
Boca takes a deep breath, his eyebrows rise, and he manages a smile.
Stan Ross, come out!
Stan enters in a snappy three-piece suit. He and Jay Leno hug. The fans are on their feet as Stan hugs Carmen Electra. Stan mimes swinging a bat.
Have a seat. All right. All right, so you Brewers on a roll, making a push for third place now?
Baby, I'm on a roll too, Jay. I'm on a roll too.
I'm sure to stay on that roll. Were you taking the insure every day? Is it once a day or twice? And then you have a sensible meal for dinner? I'm not sure how does it work.
Yeah, I can do anything a 20-year-old can do. Any doggone thing, baby.
Anything, huh?
So you're right. So you're right. And I can do it all night.
Dave? Yeah, there's a large black man hitting on your wife. Yeah.
You know, yeah, sure you're right.
So what's next? I started
my own little stuff right here. Well, check this out. Look at that. My own little
Ross
candy, Ross Bar.
Bar. You get a shot of that? What? That is the most ratty-ass candy bar I've ever seen. What is that? It's a piece of loose-leaf paper when you wrote Ross Bar.
It's a prototype. You got
the prototype.
You know, you got to start somewhere. You know. I'm an entrepreneur.
You know, once you get over the initial modesty, I think you'll be fine.
You're talking to the latest pet the men regret. I'm Stan Ross. What's my name, baby?
Stan Ross.
They call me what?
Ross.
Because I'm Stan Ross. I'm talking out, baby.
The camera lingers on Stan, relaxed on the couch, grinning and chewing gum.
Yes, sir. Boca.
Yo, Bo. Did you see me, baby? Jay and I did our thing.
They ain't no ESPN. I'm talking big time.
Boca directs Stan's attention to Mo, coming toward them.
Hey, baby.
Don't you baby me. I went to the ballpark this morning and you weren't there. Your entire team was there and you're a no-show. Well. Didn't you call for the practice? And besides letting down your teammates, you told me I could interview you.
Well, come on. Interview me now. Come on, turn the camera on. It's not like I'm hiding from you, baby. I'll come right around. That ain't nothing.
Her shoulders tense.
Come on, baby.
All right, forget this. I'll just freestyle it. Mark, Steve, are you ready?
You didn't ask me if I'm ready.
Well, you always ready.
Yeah, well, let me get on that side. You can see the balls. It looks better. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, all right, Stan.
Good. Come on, baby.
I'm here with Hall of Famer hopeful Stan Ross, who is now just one hit from reclaiming his cherished 3,000 career hits. But let's talk about the name, Mr. 3,000.
Fit just right, doesn't it?
Why is there so much emphasis on the name? Why do you care so much about it?
Because it identifies greatness. When you think of Mr. 3,000, you think of Mr. Stan Ross, one of the greatest hitters straight up and down.
Who were you before Mr. 3,000?
Mr. 3,000.
She tips her head to one side.
I'm not just kidding. Before that, I was a young black kid on the south side of Chicago. Stanley Ross is playing baseball.
What does Stanley Ross think of Mr. 3,000?
He wants his autograph.
Really?
Really.
What about your teammates?
They don't need it. They get a chance to see history in the making.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is, your teammates get to see your 3,000th hit, but not potentially move into third place.
What I'm saying is thousands of people bought tickets this weekend not to see us play for third place, but to see me get my hit.
Really?
Damn right. It's the same reason why everybody else here. Same reason why they're here. Same reason why you're here, unless you're here for something else.
Oh, okay. You selfish son of a bitch.
Oh, you don't want that on that camera.
No, I'm fine. Because I'm not the one who's desperate to live his entire life in front of the camera. Why don't you just go on and tell him about Toronto and the history you left there?
Come on, that's so old.
You old. Your damn ego is so old. It hasn't changed, Stan. I mean, how am I supposed to even think about moving back here when you can't even do what you say you're gonna do?
Mo, it's only one damn practice, baby.
You know it's bigger than one practice, Stan.
Stan tries to speak, but nothing comes out. She stares at him fiercely, her eyes glistening.
But you're right. I am here to record your history in the making.
She plops down the microphone.
It's the same as it ever was.
Mo.
She and the cameraman leave while Stan watches.
You gonna run after her?
Against the backdrop of his baseball wall, Stan gives Boca a sideways glance, his attention still on Moe's leaving.
No. I'll catch you later. I got ball games to play.
Stan frowns.
What? What?
No, I'm just saying, man. That's why I love you, man.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
I'm just saying, dude, I could always count on you to do your thing, you know? You're consistent, you're always driven, and you're always for yourself.
You saying that's a good thing?
Just saying.
The computerized 3D Brewers logo moves along the screen.
Just 2 weeks ago, fans, the Milwaukee Brewers seemed willing to accept their perennial position in the division cellar. Is it more than a coincidence that their solid defense and clutch hitting started with Stan Ross's 2,998th hit? While Ross was just a spectator during their last road trip, T-Rex Pennebaker has emerged as the team leader. We've all witnessed the mounting frustration for Ross, who has gone hitless in the first two games against the Astros in this his final home stand. You can't help but wonder what's going through his mind as Ross's window of opportunity to join that elite 3,000 hit club is about to close, and close before a nationwide audience. So here we are, the stage is set. A re-energized team plays for respectability while Stan Ross knocks on the door of baseball greatness. Tonight, 35,000 fans witness as history unfolds over nine innings of Brewers baseball.
The setting moves from a bird's eye view of Miller Stadium to the Brewers clubhouse, where Stan and T-Rex get ready. T-Rex tucks a medallion into his jersey while watching Stan.
Chance to go out there and get yours.
Stan slaps his baseball cap against his leg. The giant screen shows a huge image of him, reading Stan Ross, first base, needs only one hit to reach 3,000.
We have a lineup change tonight in hopes of squeezing out an extra at bat for Ross. He's hitting cleanup right behind Rex Pennebaker.
A batting weight slides down the bat's shaft. Stan marches to the plate.
This big crowd is charged tonight. The right-hander Norton, one of the most fiercely competitive pitchers in the league, will do everything he can to avoid being a footnote in baseball history. One game, one more hit, and he has that magical 3,000.
All eyes are on Stan, Boca, his teammates, and Gus. He nods and taps the bat on the plate. He and the pitcher Norton face each other down from a distance, like Old West gunfighters. Stan casts the young man an intense, steely gaze.
They're on their feet, rooting for Ross to get a hold of one as Norton gets his sign. Ross puts a good swing on it. It's deep to right field and carrying well.
The pop fly is easily grabbed by an outfielder. Mo watches solemnly. Norton dogs Stan's trip to the dugout.
Yo, Ross! Why don't you take a seat? You ain't getting that hit off me tonight. Deal with it!
Stan takes his seat in the dugout next to Gus, whose head nods gently, and something slightly like a smile passes over his lips.
Come on, man. I guess somebody should have showed up to that practice. Hey, D, go ahead for Stan, man. Stan.
Fukuda looks down the line of players at Stan, then back to the dugout floor.
Home half of the fourth, it's still a scoreless tie. This crowd ripe with anticipation every time Ross steps to the plate. Ross swings. A sharp ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Gomez with a diving stop. He scrambles. It's going to be close.
Stan reaches the plate a heartbeat before the ball.
He's out!
Oh, my, what a close play. From our angle, I thought he was safe.
Moe's expression flattens.
I
I'm surprised Stan Ross isn't protesting the call.
Stan's eyes are pained as he tries to catch his breath. He grimaces, looking around. Stan frowns at something. It's Gus, moving like a Sherman tank towards Stan, who looks confused. Gus stomps past him.
That man was safe!
The man was out!
The man is safe! What game are you watching?
The man
out! Oh, really?
I'm watching the same game you're
We're
watching!
We're playing for third
the
place
The man
here.
Was
We're trying
out.
To win a ball
Don't
game
let
here!
Don't run you, Gus!
You got your head so far up your ass, you didn't even see the play!
Head up my ass!
That's right,
Did
head up
you
your
say
ass!
Head up my
That's
ass!
That's what I
That's
said!
It. You're out of here!
You're out of here!
Gus kicks dirt and pulls off his hat. The two are chest to chest as another ump steps in.
So it boils down to the bottom of the ninth inning, still scoreless here in the final game of the season. Mr. 2009-99 very likely will be making his last plate appearance of a storied big league career. But first, a man who has become sort of Ross's protege of late, T-Rex Pennebaker. And we've got an interesting situation here, fans. If Pennebaker homers, that's the game, and Ross won't get another shot.
T-Rex coils like a spring. The pitch is outside.
Come on, baby, get on. I'll bring you home. Come on, get on, baby. Just get on.
Norton sizes up T-Rex, gets his signal, and winds up.
And that ball is crushed. A line drive to deep left center. It's going. It is off the base of the wall. Pennebaker rounds first, heading for second. Is safe with a ringing double. Oh, man. He almost took the bat right out of Stan Ross's hands. But now Ross is up with not only a chance for his 3,000th base hit and a call from Cooperstown, but an opportunity to drive in the winning run and end the Brewers' season on a high note.
Stan sticks out the bat and does a little shimmy before digging in. He stares down Norton.
All right.
T-Rex takes a bold lead off the plate. Norton smirks at Stan, who glares back. The catcher gives a signal. Norton looks around.
Reach out there and get it then.
Reach out and get it.
Those first two deliveries, way outside. Ross now crowding the plate. Two balls, no strikes, nothing close from Norton.
The catcher drops one finger and taps his shin guard. Stan ducks the ball to keep from being hit.
It's personal. I'm right here.
Here we go. This is it. 3-0 the count. This crowd roaring, begging Norton to challenge Ross with a decent hit.
T-Rex is hunched over, legs spread, watching and showing his teeth to Norton. The pitcher's lower lip juts out as he essays Stan.
I can always count on you to do your thing, you know? You're consistent, you're always driven, you're always for yourself.
T-Rex's gaze is locked on Stan.
That's why I love you.
T-Rex's arms glisten with sweat and his toe digs into the dirt. Then he bolts like thunder.
Look at this! Ross lays a sacrifice bunt up the first baseline, and T-Rex isn't stopping at third. There's a throw to first base, and Ross is out. Here comes the play to the plate, the slide, the tag. He's safe! He is safe! The Brewers win! The Brewers win! Oh.
Stan looks at the scoreboard and smiles, while Mo applauds from the press box, her face beaming. Stan pulls off his batter's helmet and looks at the giant screen, still announcing that he needs just one hit for 3,000. He turns away, tosses his helmet, and saunters toward his rejoicing team. When they see him coming, they turn and pump their fists in salute. T-Rex stomps at him, cheering and pointing. Stan looks around at the ecstatic crowd. Stan walks solemnly, his lips pulled tight. Mo's eyes brighten as she watches from her press perch. Stan and T-Rex throw their arms around each other, and he disappears into the vortex of the team's excited, bouncing energy. The crowd waves, "We love Stan," and Crossrock signs. As the team moves to acknowledge the fans, Norton steps up to Stan and plops the ball into his hand with a quick nod. Stan cradles the ball in his hands. He glances back at the fans and raises the ball above his head. His lower lip loses all its resolve. Mo's eyes glisten as she watches him. Stan lowers his head, his brow furrowed. Then he turns and flings the ball into the stands. It arches high and slowly disappears into the sea of people.
Corny enough for you? Well, it gets worse.
Stan's at a press conference.
First off, now all of a sudden the press loves me. Took them long enough though, huh?
He holds a plaque on a dais.
The Hall of Fame voted me in on the very next ballot. And as you can imagine, I had plenty of people to thank.
Mo sits on the hood of her Mustang.
And old Mo, she decided to move back to Milwaukee after all. I know she said I'd never get serious, but these days I'm even thinking about getting married. You know, so I can have that great sex all the time.
Boca joins a blonde on a golf course.
And hot damn if Boca didn't just up and move to Boca.
In matching lavender velour.
I can see him right now helping some lost soul saying, do your thing. And me? I retired again, like you probably figured. But I didn't want to go out without leaving the fellas a little something to remember me by.
In the clubhouse, the team plays with the therapeutic walkers in a platform baseball game.
Even though I left the game, I couldn't stay too far from it, so I bought me that song.
Stan leans out the window of his Mr. 2099 ice cream truck parked beside a youth baseball game. He smiles with delight. An outfielder of about 10 turns, looks at Stan, and flashes a smile. Stan looks around at the truck and the field. He reads a book, reclining on the grass in Mo's embrace.
And that's the whole story. Like my baby Mo says, it's all about figuring out who you are. And some of that's just a matter of getting a little older and accepting it. And I can deal with that. Just because I'm retired don't mean I'm invisible. In fact, I'm guessing you've probably seen my commercial once or twice yourself.
Mo is in sexy lingerie on a bed. Stan enters the scene and grins over his shoulder as the name of a popular ED treatment appears on screen. Directed by Charles Stone III. Screenplay by Eric Champnella and Keith Mitchell and Howard Michael Gould. Story by Eric Champnella and Keith Mitchell. Produced by Gary Barber, Roger Birnbaum, Maggie Wild. Executive producers Jonathan Glickman, Frank Marshall, Stephen Greener, Timothy M. Bourne. Director of photography Shane Hurlbut. Production designer Mayor Ahmad. Editor Bill Pankow, ACE. Costume designer Salvador Perez. Co-producer Derek Evans. Music by John Powell. Casting by Marcia Ross, CSA, and Gail Goldberg, CSA. A Barber and Birnbaum Kennedy Marshall production. Bernie Mac. Mr. 3000. You think you've flown before, Paul Servino. But you ain't left the ground. Chris Noth. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Michael Rispoli. Wait till I hold you near. Wait, Brian White. That sunshiny place ain't nothing. And Angela Bassett. Evan Jones, Earl Billings, Dondra Whitfield, Ian Anthony Dale, Amori Nolasco. Come the day you're mine.
come the day you're mine, and you're gonna be
Looney Tunes characters' names and related indicia are trademarks of Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated, Major League Baseball footage courtesy of Major League Baseball. The Major League Baseball trademarks depicted in this motion picture were licensed by Major League Baseball Properties Incorporated. Viagra is a registered trademark of Pfizer. Pfizer did not endorse this film. Men who are interested in treatment with Viagra, sildenafil citrate, should consult a physician. Copyright 2004, Touchstone Pictures, all rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Mr. 3000 Productions Incorporated for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Disney. Voice by Aaron Mesa. In a small frame, the sausage mascot waves his hand behind his backside, then shakes his butt to and fro. A burst of light shrinks to a few streaks against the golden orb. Touchstone Pictures. Words appear from the darkness in shades of steel and lavender. Dimension Films. A pastoral lake scene is framed in the lens of a telescoping glass held to the eye of a man in silhouette. He is, in turn, framed against the lake and shore. Spyglass Entertainment.